Hey kids, it's your old friend Jack, and I'm in the parking lot in front of my favorite deli here in fabulous Dallas, Texas, and I'm debating whether I'm going to just get a corned beef sandwich or corned beef and pastrami or corned beef and turkey and maybe a potato knish, because I've been in the car. I have traveled long and far through thunderstorms and lightning. And I'm not actually making that up. I'm laughing because I'm feeling sort of slappy. So I'll share a story with you. Somebody said to me, "You know, Jack, you're kind of weird." And I said, "That's okay. You have a pig nose." And they got upset. And they said, "That's really mean." And I said, "What's mean? You called me weird." They said, "Yeah, but that's not like making fun of your look." And I said, "Oh, so calling me mean is not, or calling me weird is not mean, but saying you have a pig nose?" You know, I could have said, "Hey, you got a fat ass, a pig nose, and a bad haircut." It's all true, but I didn't say it because even though I'm unfiltered, I chose to filter myself. So, my friends, I'm obviously feeling a little giddy, a little silly, and I just wanted to share this with you before I go get dinner. And I'm telling you, life is about to get weird. Or actually, it is weird. It's just going to get weirder. But I'm going to power through it. Because as I understand it, we are in a starting a new moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus, which we all know is the greatest sign, and not just because I am a Taurus, but because we're grounded. You know, now there are other signs that aren't bad. I'm kind of partial to Virgo. Some people think they know why, but I'm gonna be irritated and say it's because my dad's a Virgo. Damn it! Oh boy. So. It's funny, Virgo's in their lists. God, you know, I used to just think it was my dad who made all the lists and labeled everything and was so crazy about being organized that sometimes I could mess with him and just move the lists around and the labels, and he would get upset. But, you know, it's okay. You know, the thing is, the truth of the matter is, some of that is rubbed off on me, and I get a little crazy now, too, if there's too much clutter, or I'm not organized, or I'm working with people who aren't organized. You know, I asked somebody a question the other day, and they couldn't answer it. And they said, "Hang on a second, let me see if I can figure it out." And I'm standing at the desk, and the desk looks like it's organized, and they can't find a goddamn thing. And I'm like, what is the point of cleaning up your desk and making it look organized when you clearly aren't and you have no clue where anything is? Whereas you go to my desk and it looks a little bit like a windstorm hit it, but I can tell you where everything's at. I can tell you where, you know, the business card for XYZ is at, and where this is at, and where that's at, and it's organized chaos. Because, my friends, I am a storm walker. I may cause storms sometimes, but I know how to find the fucking eye and stand in the center. And I know how to find it even when the storm is caused by other people around me. And most of the time lately, it's caused by other people. I'm not even exaggerating. I've gotten pretty good at not causing trouble unless I have to. Mostly because I don't need any more trouble. I like simple. But Simple doesn't seem to like me, so I was like, ah, screw it. If Simple doesn't like me, then I'll just go do what I have to do and get things done. Which reminds me, I have to remind certain people not to get in my way. If you get in my way, it will not be pleasant. I will not be nice. I will just do what I need to do to knock you on your ass. It's just one of those things. It comes from being a Taurus. You know, it's like Ferdinand the Bull. You know, I'm very calm. Can't do much to aggravate me until you do. And then the rule of thumb is, I don't like confrontation, but I'm not afraid of it either. Oh, boy. 30 ounces of coffee And I'm obviously wired. Well, I'm going to cut this off in just a second because your old friend Jack, like I said, has to go order dinner, and I got another 20 minutes or so in the car before I can go home and eat. Looks like I drove about 320 miles today. Long day. But that's what I do. I go out, I set my objective, and I meet it. I get it done. Because that's kind of makes me feel good to, you know, wipe things off my list. That's why I like using a whiteboard. Because you can just wipe it out and it's like it never happened. Anyhow, I'm glad you listened to me babble. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around.